Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about freedom to clarify who you are in this life. The reality of the pace of our lives today is that we are all too often pulled away from those things that are so important to our inner being, our sense of fulfillment, our sense of purpose. In fact, all those things that make us feel expansive in our living get too easily drained away from us. When I think about all the hours that are out there for us to lose due to the distractions that we have in our lives, I feel really upset. I feel upset because it feels like there's so many other people's agendas out there fighting for my time and my attention. When I just look at the inbox in my email, I sometimes feel constricted because I can't even keep up with them enough to get rid of the ones I don't want. Unsubscribe to newsletters that are of no interest to me to find that they're never unsubscribed to, which further waste my time. The way I deal with it now is I look at the stuff that matters and I ignore the rest, and every now and again I'll go through and clear it out. But it takes hours to do it, and I resent all that time being wasted in such a fashion. And that's just technology. It doesn't even include things like cable TV, something that I have no use for. I don't watch any TV myself, unless someone tells me there's some show I need to watch that has something to do with the business. And the reason for this is because there's other things that I would rather wrap my mind around. I'd much prefer to spend time outside in the gorgeous daylight, doing something of interest, or just meandering around on a beautiful day, looking at the beautiful sights in front of me, spending some time doing this work as I do on these podcasts and my web blogs. They need to be done regularly to share the ideas with you, those who follow me and have an interest in what I have to offer for ideas of living a better life, or in regards to the weblog, how to heal oneself of things that may be problematic for yourself or someone you love, or perhaps just hanging out with someone who I care deeply about sharing some ideas. It's like with all this technology, we're bombarded all the time with something that we never asked for. It's sort of like when our cell phones went silent to the telemarketers. Now the telemarketers wrote a dial and they don't know who they're calling or if it is going to be a fit for what they have to offer. They don't care. And at the same time, they're wasting our time by forcing us to listen to this garbage to hopefully get off some phone list that we never wanted to be on in the first place. So technology is starting to own us instead of us owning it. And that's a problem. I tell people in my life all the time that these things have off buttons, to use them liberally. If someone really needs you or wants to talk to you, they'll leave a message or call back later. That's the way it was in the old days, and that's the way it can be now. You need to hold your time as valuable, or you'll be distracted by everyone else's agenda. Which brings me to my next point. I know in my world I've worked very consciously to dispel any people in my life who create any kind of negative underlining feelings on a regular basis. And this includes people who have been my friends for years and years, or even my family members. It doesn't really matter to me. So long as I am not uplifted, So long as I don't feel supported in what I'm doing in my life or with my life, so long as I feel they're wasting my time with their petty problems or wanting to use me for my own hard-won knowledge, I don't have time for it anymore. I don't care. What I care about is sharing my time, my emotions, my passions, and my purpose, my knowledge with like-minded people out there. People are out there doing positive things with their lives. People who understand that they are the ones who create their lives based on the choices that they make, both in how they use their time and with whom they choose to spend their time. And by the way, taking a lot of time out to do thinking on their own so that they can figure out how to live a life that is full of passion and purpose in the first place. Because honestly, living a life of passion and purpose isn't really the easiest thing on this earth to do. Why? Because it takes a lot of hard work to figure out what that is for oneself, first of all. And second of all, it takes even more time to figure out how to go about making a living and creating something that works for you. However, it's also important to realize that if one isn't creating a life that fills their mission, their purpose, gives them a sense of expansion, you need to ask yourself why it is that you're living in the first place. Because honestly, if one is feeling that all there are problems, yours or people around you, and you're always stuck in that non-active, non-contemplative world of what is possible, rather you're bedraggled with the negativity that is around you, put out there by our media, by our politicians, by the religionists, by anyone who will sit there and tell you what is wrong with this world instead of what is right with this world. Well, it's really not a life that's of any value to me. It's not what I want to live. And if you feel stuck in a job that you cannot stand, and you feel your boss is taking all the credit for the work that you do, or your coworkers are not doing their full share at the job and you feel like you're doing more than you ought to, these are all indicators that you are not living your life on purpose. You're just kind of going with the flow, letting things happen as they may, and then complaining about what's not working for you. Because you see, this is the fact of the matter. It takes a lot of guts to go out there on your own and create what you want for yourself. There's a lot of people who will tell you that you're crazy, to stick with what you know works, to be a drone as they're a drone. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to look into their eyes and see what's in their soul. Because my guess is their soul is lost to all of those things that they were brainwashed into believing were what life was all about. I'm here to tell you that your life is whatever you choose to make it be about, for the better or for the worst. I'm also here to tell you that only you can make the choices for yourself to create something that's worthy of your life in the first place. And if you're unhappy in any aspect of your life, it's up to you to really ask those hard questions. What is it that truly drives you? Like, what do you really care about in this world? What do you give a shit about? I mean, really. Because one of the things that I realized before I moved here to California was that there were a lot of problems in this world that we call healing, or the healing arts. And one of the issues that we need to contend with is that a lot of healers are not very happy in their lives anymore. That their lives were based on, well, being able to help people in creating better health and well-being. And what they're finding is a medical-industrial complex that dictates their hours they work, how many patients they have to see, how many drugs they need to prescribe, and none of it falling within what they thought was true caring about their patients. And they're getting burned out, and many are leaving. And that's going to cause more problems. Another thing I was thinking about a lot was the fact that we have a lot of preteens and teens today who are totally lost. They feel really bad about who they are, even though they're perfectly great. For some reason, they missed that idea about themselves. Somehow they got the idea that they weren't good enough, that they needed to do more, be skinnier, be stronger, be something other than what they are. And if this continues, each generation is going to be worse than the one before it. And I know my generation has more than enough of its own problems. The last thing I want to see is the next generation coming up with ever more problems than we even have. And there's ways that we can stem that from happening. It doesn't need to happen. So I'm diving into this whole idea. We're working with other practitioners who love kids and helping to turn that around in whatever way I can. That's my passion and my purpose. Because kids, they're fabulous at hypnosis. They get it. They want to be well, and they're easy to work with because of that. Again, it's not easy to create a life of your liking. But I'll tell you this. Having the freedom to do what you want to do each and every day, most of the time, certainly beats feeling forced to do something you don't like, don't care about, have no interest in, just because you earn a paycheck. And for a lot of us who are in our 40s and 50s, it's all about that retirement. Everyone's talking about saving for that retirement. What you got to do to make several million dollars so that you can afford your life. Because you don't know how long you're going to live. This is so brainwashed into our being, I'm sick of hearing it, frankly. And yes, it's another industrial complex that was set up in order to make us feel like we're not doing enough. I have news for y'all. Whatever is, whatever will be. And at least I know it's my choices that have put me in the place that I'm in. It has nothing to do with what I was brainwashed into believing. It has nothing to do with what other people thought that I could or couldn't do with my life. It has nothing to do with any of that, as far as I'm concerned, because I never bought into any of that stuff. What I bought into, doing whatever it took to get me to wherever I am, so at least I can say I gave it my all, I did my best, and I gave back to my community. And for me, that is enough. For you, it may be something totally different. I'm not here to tell you that stuff. That's for you to figure out on your own. But what I can tell you is that living from a place of expansion and fulfillment, based on your own choices and the things that really, really matter to you, will help you to feel a whole lot happier, peaceful, and fulfilled inside. It is a gift that only you can give yourself. And it's a gift that you can only give yourself by being real with what makes you happy, what drives you to do the things that you say matter to you. Only you can figure that stuff out for yourself. And only when you take the time to truly figure that stuff out for yourself will you find that you have found the freedom to clarify who you are in this life. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice If you'd prefer to read the content, go to our website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.